Telltales, Dakota Folk Life and Stories is a collection of narratives of shared personal experiences of peoples of the North Dakota Plains. They originate from and are shaped by interviews with senior citizens, many who are in elder care facilities. In 2020, our emphasis was on veterans, and while in-person interviews were not possible due to the pandemic, we were able to speak remotely with a number of them, including Jennifer, a member of the staff at the Cheyenne Care Center in Valley City, North Dakota. She told us about the challenges faced by the staff during the pandemic.
I'm Jennifer Cabezas. I've worked at the Cheyenne Care Center for a little over 8 years. I think it was hard to even understand how the COVID pandemic would affect us truly when we started out. You think the worst things, and you know that the worst could happen, but when it actually starts happening, it does feel like it's happening and you don't have any control over things, or you have very little control over things. So losing the people that we have, for one thing, you know, those people were part of our family here at the care center. So that they're even gone in general is tough, but then to be lost, you know, during a pandemic feels extra devastating. And it feels hard to think that they wouldn't still be here with us, you know.
As part of the interview process, caregivers like Jennifer helped each veteran to write a poem based on the memories of their lives and their experiences. One of the first veterans Jennifer helped was Eugene Klein.
I guess I didn't, because this was such a new thing for me, I didn't know what the outcome of it was going to be. And after we got ours, I realized the impact of what it could be for someone. But doing it with them was, like, it was really empowering for both of us, I think, me and the resident. One of the first residents that I did was Eugene Klein, and he was the first on my list that wasn't able to complete the project. And I felt devastated that he couldn't complete it, because he would have been amazing. He could remember details very crisp. He talked about, in his poem, about how he was a key guard, and he had all the keys to these really important places, and you had to have your name on the list to have access to these buildings. And if your name was not on the list, you did not get the key, and it was his job to hold the key. And he told me, you know, story of, and he remembered the names of his generals or superiors. That one of his superiors tried to get an access to the building, and his name was not on the list. And he wouldn't allow this person in, which felt strange to him because that person was his superior, and he made sure to talk to me about that. And he didn't allow them in. And that particular officer that was above him punished him by making him do KP, or kitchen patrol, he said, for 30 days. And when his direct supervisor found out about this other officer punishing him, his supervisor was very upset and told him that he did a really good job, and he did the job right, and he should be proud of himself. And you could just see it on his face that he was so proud of himself. And then we didn't get to complete the program, but the poem was so, like, special to him. And when we were doing his goodbye service in the building, we always have, like, if we have time, we always call our staff together, and we invite the family to do this goodbye for them, and it's kind of a little mini church service where we pray and sing and stuff. And at that time, you know, his hospice person wasn't allowed to come in, and his family was on the phone, and they had me read, like, his poem as part of his service. And he got, like, a pin for being a veteran. He had, like, this pin awarded to him, and we used his poem.
Eugene's poem reads in part, I am from the beautiful mahogany piano, from coffee beans and a phonograph, Christmas records year round. I am from a big white square house, smells like firewood, bananas, felt welcome there. I am from climbing roses, all colors, beautiful evergreens in the yard, planted and cared for so much. I'm from Dad eating dessert first, celebrations, and taking care of one another. From Anna and George and six special brothers. I'm from praying before meals, Mom cooking good food, and from big gatherings at Christmas. And amen, hallelujah. I'm from church on Sundays. I'm from Eccleston, North Dakota, and German, maybe some French. Homemade caramel rolls and fresh bread. From Son Robin, a Marine, murdered trying to save a woman. I'm from the Army ROTC, a PFC out of Fort Carson, Colorado. Photographs and mother's jewelry in frames all over my room. Mom and Dad, four precious children, all so dear. I'm from Bo, the homeless kitty who found us when so small. I miss him. Everything close to my heart. Eugene Babe Klein, February 6th, 2020. Produced in partnership with the Cheyenne Care Center in Valley City, North Dakota, and Dakota Legacy. This project is produced in part with a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, which receives funding from the North Dakota State Legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts.